prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, and Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is 12 September 2023. Welcome to today's broadcast. We're glad you're with us. Wherever you are around the world, I'm glad you're there. And I'm going to say hello to a new friend of me today. I'm going to say hi to Peggy Sue and her husband out of Craigsville. Met him today. I won't say by accident, nothing happened by accident. And I'll share more with you tomorrow the story about that, okay? So, I mean, I just want to say hi to them. By the way, a prayer request tonight for a very special prayer request, please. For a young lady named Ruth Naomi. Ruth has made some bad decisions, very bad decisions in her life, and her family's asking a prayer for her before she really messed her life up beyond repair. So, Keith, you prayer warriors, please take Ruth Naomi before God tonight, that he would intercede in her life before she passes a line that's going to maybe be too far. Please remember that, okay? Don't forget this weekend coming up, we have church. Bible study is coming Saturday at 10:30 a.m. Eastern. We start out with prayer requests and testimonies and praise reports. 11:30, we'll go into Christian worldview news, prophecy in line with Scripture, in line with current events. At 1 o'clock, I'll be doing a Bible study, folks. I think you might want to hear this one. It's about how we have messed our children up. And believe me, folks, that is going to be, that's already hurting like you know what, because what's happened to our children, because of the lack of parenting. So you might want to listen to that, okay? Now, you can listen, if you want to, on live stream by going to PastorButch.com, PastorButch.com. Click on live stream at 10:30, and there will be. Then be a break from 11:30. Then be on from 11:30 to 12:30. Then a break to 1:00. Then 1:00 to 2:00 teaching. All right, don't miss that. If you don't have a computer, you can listen on the phone by calling 339-209-5013. 339-209-5013. And folks, we want you to join if you can. Please, it's very important once you join us. And don't forget our books, so special, all six of them. Three, of course, in one volume. We have three volumes in one book and three single books available. All six of them, folks, on special right now, $42.95. That does cover the cost of the book and shipping. And maybe I think we figured about $8 extra. So that's not very much. You know that. But we're not asking to make a fortune. We're trying to give out in the hands of people. And anybody out there that would happen to have a copy of one of my older books, Blow the Trumpet in Zion, that has not been marked up. I'd like to borrow it for a while, if you wouldn't mind. The one we have now is we didn't know that we ran out of those. Now, to get it retyped, you know, things will cost a fortune. But nonetheless, if you happen to have one of them in your possession, I'd like to borrow it. If you don't mind, I promise you'll get it back, okay? Now, if you have any questions about ordering a book or calling, you call tomorrow and talk to Lisa at 800-777-4403. or 304-846-4448. We hope that you'll do that. I mean that, folks. We want to do our best to be a blessing to you if at all possible. And I certainly mean that. Now, our guest tonight, haven't had him on for a little while. He's a hard man to pin down. His name is Dane Wigington. He has a website, geoengineering.com, maybe it's .org. I have to look and see myself. I forgot. And we're going to discuss some things today, folks, that I'm sure you're seeing. I mean, we're seeing huge earthquakes. We're seeing floods in Libya. We're seeing fires burn up a whole island, Maui. We're seeing so many things happen, and I don't have all the answers. I really, really don't. I hear some scientists say they're doing lasers. I hear other opinions, different directions. I have no idea. I know right now that Maui's pretty much off limits. They're fencing the island off, so to speak, and trying to keep everybody out of there. I don't know what the plans are, except maybe they're trying to steal the land. I have no idea. But we're seeing a lot of so-called natural disasters happening. That's never happened before. And I know we've been told this has been the hottest summer on record. Was one of the coolest summers here we ever had here in West Virginia. So that isn't true. It is not the hottest summer on record. Not according to UN reports. But nonetheless, we are seeing a lot of weird things happen with the weather. What is it? Geoengineering, could that be the answer? Well, let's talk to Dane about it. Dane, are you there?
I hear you loud and clear. Can you hear me, Butch?
I can hear you fine, sir. It's good to have you. And by golly, I appreciate you, Dane. You're a hard guy to pin down, but I appreciate you and you being there with us tonight. I really do.
Well, I'm grateful for your voice in this battle, and which what we hope to be able to do at GeoengineeringWatch.org is to unite the tribes from the left, the right, the middle, into a common theme that there's no perspective, no legitimate perspective on the climate from any position, any side of the fence, without first and foremost addressing climate engineering first. In regard to where you're at, your location, the eastern half of the U.S., over the last 11-year period, the most anomalously less warm region in the entire world is the eastern half of the U.S. lower 48. That's
wow.
Not nature. And by design, what they intend to, the impression they intend to create is exactly what you just stated. For people living in those areas, it's impossible for them to believe it's so hot in the rest of the world, but it's not where they're at. And that's, again, that is by design to create this division and confusion. I can tell you where we're at in the western U.S. I live in the forest in Northern California where it should be cool and lush. We've had days in recent weeks, 95 degrees at 1 o'clock in the morning, 95 degrees.
Wow.
110 during the daytime. It's everything's dying. Every fir tree in the forest is dying. We had, Pastor Butch, did you happen to catch the Kansas just had a heat index of almost 140 degrees? Feels like temperature of almost 140. Do you happen to see that?
No, I didn't. No, I did not.
That's a feels like temperature again. And why that's so serious is because we've so changed atmospheric chemistry, and that's not just climate engineering. That's where people need to stop thinking dichotomously that it's either this or that. And Pastor Butch, we're trained from birth to think in dichotomous terms. You're either on the blue team or the red team. It's either black or it's white. And that's just simply not the equation we have. Human beings have been extremely poor stewards of the planet. Industrialized, militarized society has laid waste to the planet. Now we have the powers that be using the weather as a weapon on top of all that. This is a very grave scenario, and the immediacy of what's unfolding, the gravity of what's unfolding, cannot be overstated. We face near-term existential threats of planetary extinction if we stand the current course.
Well, now, you know, a lot of things that you said that I do simply understand. Some things I don't, and I do agree with you. We have abused the earth for a long time. I know this to be true, and I know the Bible said the earth will wax old like a garment, and I know that's Bible when it's happening. You know, I have a lot of problems that with those telling us that we, because we're breathing, is destroying the planet. I don't think that's a problem. I think the problem is how we treat the planet and what we've done to it ourselves without a greed. But the powers that will say that be truly seem to be wanting to get people off the land and in the 15-minute cities to control the land and, I guess, even control our food supplies or anything else. I mean, do you see that happening?
There's no question. Why would we expect otherwise from them? When they've stated on the record for how many decades that the human population needs to be culled radically down to about 500 million from 8 billion. And here's again where populations have been polarized because they don't want to let go of the current paradigm. And this is not an excuse for those in power who are most responsible for creating this paradigm. But we're currently utilizing and putting into the atmosphere 100 million barrels, 100 million of coal, of petroleum every single day, 23 million tons of coal every single day. That's a problem. We're cutting down the forests. We're paving the planet. We're poisoning the oceans. But that being said, when you have on top of all that, when you have climate being used as a weapon of war all over the world, a covert weapon of war to curtail food supplies, we see agricultural regions being targeted systematically. When we have populations being either flooded or burned, and again, the consistency with which this is occurring, when you have an instance like Lahaina, where we had atmospheric conditions that were absolutely not natural. We had an ionosphere heater-induced high-pressure zone to the north of Maui. We had an anomalous low-pressure zone, Hurricane Dora, to the south of Maui that was an extremely anomalously long-lived spin that was in just the right location that, in combination with the high pressure, created a wind tunnel effect right over Maui, right at the exact time when that fire was ignited, however it ignited. That's a secondary subject. But we also had climate engineering operations that created what's known as a flash drought, which is a term we didn't hear further back than about 15 years ago. We hear it all the time now. So they flash droughted out the region, and they created a wind tunnel, and they ignited it. However it ignited, it created a blowtorch effect. And when you create that blowtorch effect, you create much hotter temperatures than would normally be created. So we see this, again, Butch, over western states, over Paradise, over the Santa Rosa fires. We see it again and again and again. Extremely anomalous, extremely high-speed winds happening at the worst possible time. Not nature. Climate engineering.
No, it is not nature. It is not nature at all. And we're seeing the manipulation going on. It's been going on for years. I remember when I was in Nam, in Thailand, and Laos, through the Southeast Asia, they were talking about Operation Popeye, when we would try to flood the Ho Chi Minh Trail. I mean, people laughed at me when I tried to teach it to church, probably 35 years ago, 40 years ago. They thought I was nuts. They thought I was making all this up. Although I had scientific paperwork in my hand, they couldn't conceive the idea that man could control the weather and would use it as a weapon. Even though I had proof they did it in Nam, they could not conceive that idea. You know, one of the things that aggravates me, Dan, no, does you too, are people that are either willfully blinded or, I hate to say that they're so ignorant they can't grasp this, But man can do a lot of things, I'm sure, more than you and I even know about, as far as what they can do to hurt population and hurt the world. Do you agree with that?
I completely agree. And as far as Project Popeye, there's no speculation or hypothesis. It's historical fact. They were so successful at flooding over the Ho Chi Minh Trail in Vietnam that by the 70s, international treaties were passed forbidding environmental modification in wartime, not that anybody pays attention to those treaties. So let's take what you just stated, Butch, on Project Popeye. Since they were so successful at creating rain wherever they wanted in the 50 years ago, if they chose to, they could have stopped any one of these fires, the 1,000 fires that are currently still burning in Canada, 1,000 fires still burning there.
Oh, yes.
How many Americans know that? In fact, let's put this into mathematical terms, Pastor Butch. Canada has lost over 62,000 square miles since May. Not acres, 62,000 square miles. That's bigger than the state of Georgia. How many Americans have any clue that that's going on while they're watching scripted political theater on mainstream TV?
Very, very few. And I don't mean to sound nasty, but very, very few don't seem to care. If you do tell them that, they don't seem to care. They just shrug their shoulders and go on. They just can't conceive that this is happening. But it is happening, and it's multiplying every day, is it not? You still with me?
I still am. Yeah, I had a little.
Okay.
I had a little bit of a lull where I'm at. It should be clear in a moment. It should be good, but I hear you loud and clear now.
Okay, yeah. I mean, this is only beginning. Would you agree with that, Dane?
People have no idea how bad it's going to get. And because what we face, and this is, again, our societies have intentionally been trained not to understand the exponential equation, and that's what we face. It's not linear. So in regard to the collapse of the climate system, and that is happening, it's not about liking Al Gore or AOC or any of the environmental groups, which I have great disdain for all of them. But that doesn't mean the planet isn't damaged. It's horrifically damaged, and now we're into the exponential part of the equation where we have about 50 feedback loops. Once you trigger them, they feed on themselves. Methane release is one of those. You know, it's been blamed on cow flatulence, which is just the polarized populations. The true problem with methane is we have massive methane fields in the Arctic that are thawing and releasing, and that methane enters the atmosphere. And I think we may have talked about this before, but I encourage your listeners to search Siberian methane craters and look at the images. It's shocking to the marrow. That methane is literally exploding out of the tundra, out of the seabed, migrates into the atmosphere. It's covering the planet like a layer of glass. Everything that the climate engineers do to try to mask the severity of what's unfolding, to continue using weather as a weapon at the same time, is all further fueling these cascading feedback loops that are literally pounding the nails into our collective coffin by the day. So when we see the speed at which these heat waves are happening everywhere, and again, the paradox is, Butch, on the heat, and many people believe that they're over-reporting the heat. In fact, the exact opposite is true. And we're checking frontline temperature readings all over the country, and what we find across the board is a systematic under-reporting of the high temperatures, not over. And now, and I'll cover this on my weekly Global Alert News broadcast, which is on geoengineeringwatch.org. Now what we have is we have a heat index that's being radically underreported, and to the degree of about 20 degrees underreported. And we have a report from the U.S. Department of Energy stating that on the record. So we have one hand of the government not knowing what the other hand is doing and one hand acknowledging what's going on. So again, the reason the heat indexes are so high is because now we have different atmospheric chemistry. We have much more humidity, Butch. I'm not sure if you've noted that in certain regions, but the humidity is much higher when the temperatures go up now than it historically has been, and that's what creates the high heat indexes.
Okay, and all this, whether we say that it's intentional or not intentional, I believe it is, I'm certain it is. Is this all to get people scared back into a box, so to speak, so they obey all their masters and move into 15-minute cities and quit driving their cars and who knows what else they want to do with that? Is that all part of the plan to get some sustainable communities and call the population?
There's many agendas and objectives, but here's the bottom line fact of the matter. This is statistically and mathematically inarguable. The planet, its imploding life system support systems, can no longer support this population. And those in power know that. It's not an excuse for anything they're doing. They're the ones most responsible because they're the ones that created this paradigm. But the bottom line is we have fisheries collapsing all over the globe, crops collapsing all over the globe. The ozone layer is perhaps 2 or 3 years away from functional collapse. That means no more growing food. It's already very difficult in certain regions now to grow anything. So we have a scenario where the majority of people aren't going to be here much longer, and that's a pill that no one wants to swallow, Pastor Butch, and that's why so many people walk away from facing reality. And let me give this example. When people say, and I hear this all the time, if we can't continue the party the way it's been, then why bother trying? I hear that kind of statement from people as if their personal pursuit of pleasure is the only reason we were put here on this planet. And here's my rebuttal to that. If their child was in a burning house and there was very little chance of saving that child, would they just sit down on their backside and not even try? Is that how pitiful our species has become? If there's any chance of saving anything for anyone, we all have a responsibility to try. Our maker put us here for that reason. So I hope people find their moral compass and rise to the occasion. However long the odds are against us with what's unfolding, we all have a responsibility to do our best to stay at our post until our maker relieves us.
Well, you know, I don't know that, and I don't know this. I'm just speaking my mind. I don't know overpopulation has anything to do with it all. I think it's greed and lust of man that have destroyed the world. I mean, the Bible does say the earth will wax old like a garment, and I believe that. But I just wonder if that overpopulation is not just something that they're trying to use an excuse to call the population even more, and apparently they don't particularly care how they do it. I mean, they're just wanting to do it. And we know they're doing what we did through the COVID vaccines and a lot more than that. So I just
wonder. I completely agree with you.
I mean, this is something
on all
that,
those points.
Yeah, we need to be so careful that we don't walk into something like this and be deceived by the elite that it's Dane's fault or it's Pastor Butch's fault or whatever. It's much more complicated than that, isn't it?
Much more. And again, there's no question they're trying to cull populations. They're thinning the herd, and COVID is absolute. That's what the whole COVID scenario is about. It's the controller response to collapsing biosphere conditions. But the bottom line is, given the damage done to the planet, and again, this is statistical reality. There's no arguing this, and this is not in any way to support those in power or their motives. Or they're the ones most responsible. They should be the first ones to walk the plank. They're the ones most responsible for creating the situation. But they couldn't have done what they are doing and have done without the active or passive support of the majority of population that doesn't want to be bothered, that just wants to get their new car, their new McMansion, their new cell phone, watch the next football game, and don't bother me. And that is absolutely a complete shirking of our responsibility here on this planet. And again, when we have about 2 to 3 billion people that depend on sustenance from the sea, and they're starting to starve to death because global pelagic fish populations are down, that's the food fish, down 90%, bluefin tuna populations down 98%, insect populations down 80 to 90%. We have plankton populations in the Atlantic down 90%. These are staggering figures. Ecosystems are literally imploding. We're getting UVC in the surface. We're close to the X-ray spectrum of UV radiation. That's game over. The sun is so incredibly hot. Today is just another example of that. Here, you can't stand in the sun. It literally burns you, and nobody notices anything. They go about their life like nothing's wrong. The trees are scorched. The leaves are scorched. The bark is scorched. There's no insects, and they pretend nothing's wrong and call you an alarmist if you try to bring anything up, and that's just programming. So the bottom line is those in power could not have led us to this dark place without the population going along with that. And, again, my views are not political. I'm non-political. But statistically, mathematically, we can't live without a functional environment, and we're not going to have much left of that for much longer.
Well, now, you know, I get reports from other people, a listener from Canada, say they're having record catches on crabs, king crab and things up in his part of the country. So, I mean, what's that mean? I mean, if the population, I'm not saying it's not, I certainly believe it probably is. But how are they getting record catches on different things whenever they're supposed to be, you know, running out of them, so to speak?
If they had that, it may be in a very anomalous area where certain species have congregated because they have nowhere else to go. Remind him of the fact that we have 11 billion snow crabs that completely disappeared. They shut down the whole snow crab industry. Salmon populations virtually imploding all over the globe. Forager fish populations imploding all over the globe. Coral reefs collapsing all over the globe. We just had temperatures of 101 degrees in Florida. So, yeah, we hear from people, too. I just did a radio show in San Francisco this weekend, and here's an example from one individual who called in. He said, I'm lying that they're... The Dane's lying. There can't be any insect population collapse because he has a little strawberry field and there's lots of bugs in his little strawberry field. What kind of a myopic view is that? Because he has a few pests in his little strawberry patch, is that indicative of the entire planet? What a ridiculous viewpoint that is. And again, we have that kind of myopic mentality in so many people while the planet's virtually imploding. And if you acknowledge this, then they're trained to say, oh, you must be an Al Gore fan. And again, that is the same kind of reasonless programming that our population has been trained from birth to think like, no, I have great disdain for Al Gore. He's the epitome of hypocrisy. He owns stocks in the very companies he claims to be fighting. But the bottom line is, that doesn't mean the environment's not imploding, because it is. So, and I hope people remember this conversation. I don't care if they believe me or not. That's not in my power. I'm asking them to look at statistical data, look at the data in geoengineeringwatch.org, watch our weekly broadcast, and verify everything we say in there. We don't ask anybody to believe us. But the bottom line is, we are so perilously close to hitting the wall, and the big variable is, once the power structure knows that the populations are about to wake up to the fact that the party's over, they're going to play even bigger cards, Pastor Butch, like putting something much more lethal in the spray dispersions like Ebola or Marburg, hemorrhagic fever, 90% mortality rate, game over overnight. They're going to play much bigger cards soon because this current paradigm can't be maintained much longer.
Well, obviously, there's a lot of reasons why this world's imploding or exploding, depends how you look at it. I mean, we're being lied to by mainstream media every day. Watching mainstream media is a waste of time, in my opinion. Let's just want to hear what the other side's saying. I mean, we are probably already in World War III. I say it's already started. That's my opinion, because of what's happening behind the scenes. We know that's going on. We see the weather anomalies and the food supplies are actually dwindling, and getting worse every day. Matter of fact, we had Biden, who just put a tariff on imported steel that will raise the price of our canned goods as much as 30%. We all know this is not an accident, Dane. This is happening on purpose. So if they're trying to scare the people, and the people right now are getting ticked off, they're fighting among themselves. We could be on the verge of civil war for a lot of different reasons, not in this race, but could be moral or anything else. They have to do something. If they want us to go to war, they're going to keep pushing this. If they don't, they're going to scare us back into the cage and kind of keep us at home again. What do you see happening with that?
Well, all those things are true, but again, where it's complex is that, and even for some in circles of power who still don't seem to grasp the gravity of what's unfolding, except those at the very top, we have very real existential threats that are impossible just to turn off. You can't just undo the damage done on the planet, but not in any time frame that matters. So, again, the notion that this whole paradigm was in any way sustainable is an unbelievably naive notion. And I fully realize many people listening will completely reject that. They're completely attached to this paradigm. And they're not going to psychologically face it. We're wired in that manner to not face existential threats. That's one of the reasons we're in this dark corner. Those in power know that the majority of the population is wired in that manner, that they will reject verifiable truths if it conflicts with their preferred vision of the world. And so they can continue to do whatever they want. They can drop buildings in 9/11, as we saw they just had the anniversary of. I mean, anybody who's not completely asleep at the wheel to look at Building 7 coming down, 7 seconds, the third tower that went down that most people don't even know of, in its own footprint in 7 seconds, and it never got hit by anything.
That's true.
How blatantly obvious can that be? And yet how many people are still in total denial of the fact that that was an inside job, 9/11?
I totally agree with that. Completely agree with that. I mean, that was the inside job that we've been lied to from day one, and we're seeing so much happen now that it's almost hard to grasp. But the people, as you say, are in denial because it rocks their world. They don't want to believe this because they want to watch a ball game and enjoy it. They don't want to think about these things. Matter of fact, Dane, I've been doing this in radio almost 31 years. I've been trying to tell people these things for a long time. And I go in the restaurants, Dane, people just seem to be oblivious to everything. It bothers me a lot. Folks, back at the break with your phone calls and comments, 844-769-2944. Don't y'all go away.
This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling the Manna Foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give the Manna a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to namana.com. Mention that Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. with organic ingredients and no fillers made right here in our own country, many of which are wild-crafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
There's a lot of talk all over the internet these days about the remarkable benefits of carbon 60, and baby boomers are especially excited about it. Whatever generation you're in, if you want more energy, better health, and a boost in vitality, we invite you to try Gresca's Carbon 60, a stunning development in free radical destruction. Being much smaller in size than conventional antioxidants derived from fruits and vegetables, it is far more bioavailable to quickly mend the toxin-crippled cells in your body. Gresca's Carbon 60 is the only C60 product that is made without the use of undesirable solvents. The only one. Gresca's Carbon 60 was developed by a brilliant NASA carbon scientist, and 95% report positive results from this Nobel Prize-winning technology in just 4 days. Visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com or call 720-600-6040.
This is war, not a game. And on the battlefield, Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
All righty, folks, we're back, and we're talking to Dane Wington of geoengineering.org. You need to watch his videos on there when you can, and I don't understand everything he says, and I don't know the greed her thing, but I do know this. Dane is one of the most studied, if not the most studied man on what's happening in this world today, on what it has to do with the geoengineering and everything going on. I believe it with all my heart. I may not agree with anything he says because maybe I don't see it like he sees it, but that doesn't make him wrong. So if we disagree, that's fine, but you have to honor the man who's doing his best, his dead level best, to tell people what's coming as best he can and warn them, prepare themselves, folks. I don't want to scare anybody. I'm not here to scare you. I'm not. I'm here to warn you in the name of Jesus. America, the world, but I live in America. America is imploding and exploding at the same time. America is damned to hell because of what she's done with 100 million dead babies, not to mention how she's perverted her children and destroyed the future of our lineage for the future. So all these things, folks, America's being judged for. I cannot speak for the world and everything. But I know that the world is being taken down piece by man's greed and lust and the destruction and the control they want on the people of this world. They will stop at nothing. Nothing to gain their goals to bring us into total tyranny worldwide. They'll stop at nothing. So whether you agree with Dane and everything or not, that's not the point. The point is we're seeing a lot of things he said is going to happening right now. Unnatural things. Unnatural things. And they're using nature. Maybe they're using things that are increasing on their own, but they're multiplying it many times over to further destroy this planet and control the people. Dane, go ahead.
Well, those are good examples, Pastor Butch, and let's use this also to paint this picture. That to pretend that any of the earth changes that we're seeing happen right now are some natural, cyclical anything is equivalent to running someone over in a crosswalk and then trying to claim in court that they died of natural causes. That's about how comparable this situation is. So I think if we could accomplish something at geoengineeringwatch.org, and we encourage people, again, not to believe anything we say, we encourage them to look at the data. We're talking about the spraying occurring in our atmosphere, which still so many people clinging to the, quote, condensation trail narrative. How does that narrative hold any water when we have film footage of these aircraft at altitude, nozzles visible, turning on That's and true. Off into the That's debate? True. This is not condensation. It's a sprayed particulate dispersion. We've been to altitude. This is all in the geoengineering watch. And it's important to put the watch behind that, too. It's geoengineeringwatch.org. We have the film, The Dimming, which we made available for free the moment it was done, even though we spent over six figures, tremendous amount of work on that film. We made it available for free from day one. We have a National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration flying lab taken to altitude. Top scientists measured what these aircraft are dispersing and found climate engineering elements, starting with aluminum nanoparticles, which is extremely harmful to every single aspect of our health and the entire web of life, Pastor Butch. Bioavailable aluminum is toxic to all life, period. And they are dispersing it in our skies by tens of millions of tons annually. That's not a guessed figure. That's extrapolated from precipitation samples. So it's in every breath we take. Is it any wonder Alzheimer's, dementia, ALS, neurological diseases of every type are off the scale? Breathing disorders, every other mainstream TV commercial is breathing disorder, asthma, allergy, COPD. Is it any wonder? And yes, we have industrialized pollution, of course. Yes, not denying that. But when you're dispersing nanoparticles of toxic heavy metals, even over the smoke banks, smoke's already harmful. When you add that, it's exponentially worse. This is still, there's no other way to look at this as biological warfare in addition to weather warfare. So how bad does it have to get before populations realize we are literally fighting for our lives right here, right now?
I totally agree with that. I truly do. I mean, we are in deeper than we could ever realize, more than I realized. But many, many years ago, it's been at least 20 years ago, our local TV channel here reported that in our area, 40% of the songbirds had died. And that's what they reported. And I can tell that. I know that. I grew up in this country from the 40s on up. I know the songbirds are not nearly as thick. I know that. A lot of them disappeared. I can name the bobwhite quail. I can name the whippoorwill. A lot of them are disappearing. I know that. And you blame anything you want to. I guess you can blame anything you want to that, but they're disappearing. They're not here any longer. I see this happening in our own corner of the world here, our own corner of this old little country. But I also know then, too, that this didn't happen by chance. This was not just something that, oops, you know, we messed up on that. We're going to fix and go on. No, it's not getting any better. I do know personally, when I'm out in the sun now, it feels like I'm being burned. And I've always loved sunshine, still do. But it's not nearly as much because the heat of it is, in my estimation, has increased quite a bit. Am I wrong on that?
Oh, you're completely right. Again, if we had no other issues but the collapsing ozone layer, that by itself, and the narrative that it's recovered is an absolute lie. The disintegrating ozone layer, of which geoengineering, climate engineering, and all that it involves, not just the sprayed particles, but the radio frequency transmissions that are used to manipulate those particles, everything that climate engineering involves is the single biggest core causal factor for ozone layer disintegration by far. And think about how obvious that is, Pastor Butch, when we were told it was hairspray cans destroying the ozone layer. And don't mind that KC-135 dumping 100 tons of ozone layer destroying particles in one payload. Think how absurd that argument is. Think how absurd it is right now in California. If you want to buy a generator, it has a CO2 sensor on it, and the generator shut off about every 10 minutes. If the wind blows the wrong way, it shuts off because of the CO2 sensor, supposedly for our safety. Now, how much sense does that make? People aren't, if they're dumb enough to put their generator in their living room, something's wrong with that individual. So now you have generators that are completely dysfunctional, while the same pollution board, CARB, is virtually ignoring the dumping of tens of millions of tons of particulate matter into our atmosphere, which we all get to breathe, ignoring it because it's not in their jurisdiction. So think of the absurdities that are going on here. It's off the scale. And what we're asking people to do is, again, look at the data, understand that we were about to hit the wall at full velocity, and this is not about political anything. It's not a left-right issue. It's a survival issue. And what would our maker want to find us doing when our day comes? To be watching a football game or going on a Caribbean cruise or a trip to Disney World? Or to be fighting to save what's left of creation?
I understand that. I really do, Dan. I truly do. And I know you got to leave in about 5 minutes, but I just wonder, you mean, this is your life 24/7. You're always into this and looking at this and talking to all of this country and I'm sure around the world by internet, whatever. what kind of response are you getting from the people? Are you seeing anyone really paying a lot of attention to what's happening?
Not in the U.S. I just got invited. Members of the Romanian parliament just invited me to go to Romania to speak to them. And again, so we're having wake up in other parts of the world, but by design, the controllers have kept the U.S. population particularly pacified, immersed in normalcy bias, and divided and polarized, because the U.S. population is perhaps the biggest liability to those in power, the often heavily armed U.S. population. If they were to wake the hell up, excuse my French, if they were to wake up and realize what's being done to them and abandon their political biases and whatever other biases that are preventing them from facing the tidal wave that's looming over all of our heads, if the American population will wake up, that's the biggest potential counterbalancing force left on the planet. But so far, that hasn't happened.
Wow. Well, they are causing division on many different levels. Some of them are absolutely necessary. Some of them are just, like you said, smoke screen, like politicians today. Let's take a couple quick phone calls, Dane, before you have to leave. Let's speak to Esther in Washington. Esther, come on in. Welcome.
Pastor Bush, thank you for taking my call. I've been listening to you for quite some time now.
Well, is this your first time calling?
Yes, this is my first time calling
well,
you.
Welcome to the family. Come on in.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Dane, I have been living in shock since Sunday, this last Sunday, September 10th, 2023, since 9:45 a.m. I live just right across the border from the Okanagan Valley, and we are in Oroville, and we sit up a little higher than the town of Sulis, that's also in the Okanagan Valley on the Canadian side. And as I was driving, I did not have my camera with me. And I looked over to Sulis, naturally, because that's the scenic route that you look at going north. And lo and behold, I have been a chemtrail watcher for years. I've never seen the likes of this ever. And what I saw right over the town of Sulis, not at the height of the chemtrails, but like kind of halfway between the earth and where they put the chemtrails, there was a floating oval that encompassed the entire city of Osuyas in Canada. And in that oval was gray with a lot of hints of smoky rose. And it was feathering down into the town. And the only thing I could think of was, new virus is coming from Canada. It could lead to Marburg disease.
Okay.
I'm so happy on this show.
Thank you for your observations. In any given day, we can't know what they're dispersing where without extensive testing. We don't have the means to do that everywhere all the time. But the bottom line is, what's happening in our skies is a near-term existential threat, and we pile that on top of the other forms of damage already mentioned, and what we face is more near-term than almost any are willing to acknowledge. This is not centuries out. It's not decades out. Statistically, we would be very lucky to make the end of this decade with anybody left on the planet on the current trajectory, and I realize so many will completely reject that. I just hope they remember this conversation in the coming weeks and months. And the big variable, again, when the power structure knows they can't hide the fact that the party's over, the party really is over, and they will play much bigger cards, and we're very near that point. And they have the ability to exterminate life on Earth literally thousands of times over with nuclear weapons. So, again, we have to couple all this together, abandon political biases. Please, please, we're asking people to base their opinions on research, not ideology. And that's what we need to do. And I my apologies that I have to, I have an appointment that, again, my deepest apologies to you, Pastor Butch, to your audience. I'm asking them to go to geoengineeringwatch.org and
Again, watch the dimming. Our weekly broadcast is the most news you can fit into 55 minutes. It's on 27 stations around the country, but it's posted for free at geoengineeringwatch.org. It's called Global Alert News. That's where you will get the most up-to-date news on the greatest and most immediate threats we face every single week. Global Alert News, homepage of geoengineeringwatch.org.
Right.
So thank you all. Please forgive me. I have an appointment I have to get to right now that I couldn't delay. But thank you for your willingness to address the issue. Pastor Butch, I hold you in such high regard.
Well, thank you, Dane. Thank you so much. I'll be in touch. Keep in touch with me, please. God bless. Is there anything else you want to say?
No, other than God's Holy Spirit is the only protection we have, but that's not an excuse to be ignorant.
Amen.
And it's not an excuse to be sensitive anymore to these bastards. They're killing us.
Let's all wake up. It's not an excuse not to fight back, is it?
Exactly.
And if for no other reason, do it for the glory of God, and perhaps give our children a couple more days before this earth is finally wiped out. I mean, really. I mean, we're here for that purpose. That's what we're here for. Glorify our Father and stand against evil. Expose evil and stand against it. That's what we are here for, Esther. And thank you for being there. I do appreciate
it. Pardon? While it's happening, not after, not,
that's right.
I didn't know, now I'll stand up. No, we stand up now.
I totally agree. Now, what you mean by now is that means immediately. That doesn't mean next week or tomorrow. That means start now. Spread the word as fast as you can. That's what I try to do every night on radio, trying to warn people about everything going on spiritually first. And then we see all the spiritual aspects being manifest in the flesh, don't we?
Yes. And also with the masks, those paper masks do not work.
Oh, yes. No, they don't work.
The high-grade military gas masks, yes, they work.
You may have to get one of those just to survive outside and breathe in the atmosphere. Hey, Esther, thanks for the call. And don't be a stranger, okay?
I'll try not to be, put, Pastor Butch. Thank you so much.
Thank you, sweetheart. Thanks
God
for the call.
God bless you.
Bye-bye. You too. Let's go next to Matt in Texas. Matt, come on in and welcome.
Hi, Pastor Butch. How you doing?
I'm getting pretty every day, just like you.
Oh, wow. Hey, did you hear about the what happened at the Burning Man Festival in Nevada?
About the floods or whatever, the mud and all that, yes.
Yeah, these people, you know, they meet every year. Most of them are these a lot of rich people from California, and they meet on this dry lake bed out there, and they just, it's like Woodstock on steroids. They just do every evil thing you can imagine. But it rained this year, and it rained, I think it rained like a year's worth of rain in 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
But after the rain, the most beautiful two rainbows showed up. So God was behind that. You ought to look up those rainbows. They're incredible. They are incredible rainbows that showed up at that. Once all that, these people were all stuck in that muck and mire and all that stuff, that rainbow showed up. So God did that. He's in control. He's in control, and he's going to have the last say in it all. So,
well, I guarantee you, the Bible tells us.
Look up those rainbows.
I will. And God is not mocked, is he?
No, sir. He's in control. Amen.
Amen. Matt, thank you for all you do, brother, and thanks for the newsletter. Folks, I would suggest that you get Matt's newsletter. He puts out once a month. It's very good. Matt, how can I get your newsletter?
Well, caught me off guard there. Let me
And it's free, folks. He'll send to you no cost, although I know it's not free to him. It's essentially no cost. Hang on a second. I'll tell you how to get a hold of this newsletter. It's worth a phone call. Go ahead, man.
Yeah, the address is Tribulation Watch Newsletter. It's P.O. Box 182085, Arlington, Texas, 76096.
One more time.
Okay, it's Tribulation Watch Newsletter, P.O. Box 182085, Arlington, Texas, 76096.
And, folks, I suggest you try to get that newsletter if you can at all. Please do that. It's worth getting it. And, Matt, thanks again for your faithfulness to Christ and for standing with us in battle. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you, sir. All right.
Good bye-bye. Talking to you. All right, let's go next to Mick in New Mexico. Mick, come on in. Welcome.
Hello, Buck.
Hey.
Have you seen those photos of Maui?
I've seen some. Yes, I have.
Where there's two bright beams of light coming out of the space. Now, I mean, this is a laser, so I know that for a fact. It has to be from that space station. It's above there. But here's what was going on. The people, the citizenry, they did not want to sell their land.
That's right.
And Obama and, let's see, what's his name, Mark Zuckerberg and The Rock, they're involved in this trash.
Well, yeah, they are. Matter of fact, if I'm reading this, I cannot prove this. I don't live there. But they put a black fence up around most of the island and not let anybody in or out, and nobody lets your news come out there. There's something going on behind the scenes that nobody knows what's happening.
And BlackRock is involved in up to your what as well.
Oh, I don't doubt that at all. They're involved about everything.
Now, this goes back to one thing, and one thing only. Out of the protocols of the learned elders of Zion. Now, I'm referring to Psalms 83. Well, who is real Israel and who is real, not real Israel?
Okay.
The Greater Israel Project is what this all this crap is all about.
Well, whoever and whatever and how many groups are behind it, Mick, they're taking this the world down every day, a little bit at a time, and they're scaring people out of their wits to get them back in the boxes again. You know that. And I do expect, as Esther said, I expect something huge to come up again, some kind of virus, something else to come in to scare people back into wearing the mask and staying home. This is not over yet by any means. Anything else you want to say, Mick?
They can take it and stick the mask where the sun don't shine.
I understand that.
If they want to try to get my guns, they're dreaming.
I understand that. I do.
Lunatic governor of mine. That's one sick female who don't want anywhere but the South Ward.
Well, I think maybe she may be out of office pretty soon. People are really up in arms about her doing what she did. Make a guy jump. A good call. Thank you. Appreciate it. And if you take your governor out, that'd be one good move in the right direction. Let's go next to Jan in Iowa. Jan, come on in. Welcome.
Hey, Pastor Butch.
Yes.
People really need to pay attention to what Dane is telling them. I watched a guy that puts out reports. He was in the eastern part of Colorado, and he had you couldn't even see the mountains from where he was. That was fog, but it had plastic smell to it. They had an emergency alert out for people not to breathe this stuff in. He said it smelled like plastic. Now, that stuff's going to get in the water. It's going to get in it's already in the earth, and all this GMO stuff and how it's supposed to be better, and it's no pesticides put on the food. But what's already in the ground? What's already in the ground, and what are we actually eating?
I totally agree.
I was going to ask
totally
Dave about that. If he's had anybody do soil testing to see exactly how much damage has already been done. He said we were close to irreversible. Well, I wonder exactly how
I don't
far
think
we are.
I'm convinced that the world...
And for shortages, India is now buying a ton of food.
That's right. India and they are.
They're not allowing their rice to go out. And they are buying up a bunch of food, as, of course, is China. But now Thailand, which is another major rice producer, is starting to not ship as much.
Well, they're trying to feed their own people now.
Trying to feed their own people. They're starving to death.
Well, you and I both know that America...
Beijing's a mess. Libya's a mess.
Oh, yes.
Floods around Beijing and the party area around Beijing. People are starving to death right now
all over
the world.
And we just see the beginning of that. And we know America is right.
Homeless people in it, that they took 500 pounds of human feces out of the park.
Isn't that amazing?
Human feces.
Now that's probably not counting. Probably not counting needles and everything else around there.
Yeah.
Jan, I got to jump. Thanks for calling. Appreciate it. And I'll see you in church Saturday, right?
All right, God.
God. Okay. Everybody
Gene Fraserty. Okay. Love you. And, folks, I don't want to be a doom and gloomer, but there's no point in lying about this. This world's being judged. And America's going to be the most severely judged nation in history. We've been given more, blessed more, and our accountability is much higher than any nation, including ancient Israel. And in any other nation in history, America is going to be judged the most severely of any nation in the world. Well, preacher, look at all the good we've done for many years. That doesn't matter, folks. Read your Bible. If you've done good all your life and turned evil in the end, all that you've done good is wiped away, and vice versa. If you come to Christ and repent of your sins, all the evil you've done is wiped away. But America cannot rest on her laurels, so to speak, because America has done so much in a way of evil for the world in so many different ways, folks, so many different ways. Not just to mention the slaughter of innocent children in the womb, but the slaughter of innocent people all the world through wars and police actions that we as a nation have instigated. Not to mention the pollution of our minds and the hearts of our children through every means possible, from the public school system right on into the entertainment industry, and the parents as a whole either don't know or just don't give a darn. It's just that easy. I mean, don't tell me that you can't know. Actually, I'll tell you, you cannot convince me that they don't know. They just don't care. They just don't care. Knowing what goes on in a public school system, why in the name of all that's holy would a parent put their child in a public school system at any level, from kindergarten right on up? Why would you do that to your child and say you love them? I know it makes some people mad. Get over it. I don't care. Don't get over it. It's up to you. Why would you endanger your children's souls and minds? Let them go see movies. Take them to Disney World, wherever a pervert in the country gets to get together and associate. Oh, yeah, Disney World, Disneyland are run by a bunch of sexual perverts, deviants. But it seems fun there. They have a park. You get to ride all these nice rides and you get so much fun. It's a good place to take a vacation. Sure, so was Sodom and Gomorrah. This coming week's teaching, we're going to discuss some of these things about our children. You're not going to like to hear it, probably. So if you don't want to hear it, don't listen to us coming Saturday, whatever you do, because you're not going to like it. But I, for one, am fed up, sick and tired of people whining and doing nothing. And even sicker and tireder of the general populace that seem to be totally uninformed, naive about what's going on, and those that are stupid who may know and don't do anything about it. I'm fed up with the ones who walk around oblivious to what's going on. Their whole life is wrapped up in their own little world. They couldn't care less what happens to their neighbor, and much less those across the ocean. They don't care. As long as it doesn't affect them, they don't care. Folks, back with you tomorrow night with Pastor Chuck Chris Maher. Don't miss tomorrow's program, whatever you do. I'll see you there tonight.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cedarstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cedarstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.